Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream on Hail Varsity Radio with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning.
Mikulashikova gives it up. Sheldon can hit the three. Rebound Amor. Ohio State backs away. And for the first time in program history, Virginia Tech is headed to the Final Four.
The defending national champions, South Carolina, stays unbeaten with a school record 36th win. And they are back in the Final Four.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency, alongside Mike Sauter for the first hour.
Yeah, I don't fill up the video screen quite as much as the other guy.
Are you calling Damon chubby?
No, I'm calling me skinny.
Okay, I was so going to say, I would not go that far. He's still coming in today, a fight could break out here.
He'd have to catch me.
You don't think he could catch you?
Not at
He says I'll get smoked in the 40 by him. So if he's gonna smoke me in the 40, he's gonna catch
me. Then that's fine. That's fair. Is this for the first hour while I'm filling in for Damon? Is this Cream and Cream, or is that what it'd be called?
Well, no, I'm coffee still.
Okay.
Are you as hyper as me? Probably.
Probably.
Coffee
sometimes.
Squared?
I'm definitely having my coffee because the sun just came out, which is amazing.
Is the sun out or is it still
it's
pretty dark?
It's kind of coming.
Are those the lights in the parking lot?
No. I mean, they're
still
on. How
early are you up in the morning?
Not this early. How about that?
New feeling.
I don't want to tell you. I'm a stay upper, not a wake upper.
Yeah, you know, DB tells me all the time he's a stay upper too. And still gets up super early. Yeah. Like, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
Like, are an animal.
Once I'm asleep, I sleep very hard. But takes me some time to get to sleep. But, normally it's about 7:15.
Yeah, this is early then. you're still 13 minutes away from your alarm. Who knows if you're actually getting up at 7:15.
Normally 7:15. But I will say, most days, though, it's probably 6:59, and I tune in to Coffee and Cream right on time and just, listen as I get my kids ready.
My man.
For school.
Well, we appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Shane.
And we appreciate, too, that your family allowed you to come in this morning.
Yeah,
that throws a wrench in your plans.
You're going to have to talk to my wife about this one. Someone will. Damon probably will. But that's all right. Should get over it.
We're here.
Here we are.
Welcome to the show, all of you out there. 590 ESPN Omaha is where you can find us. We are live on Twitter. We are live on YouTube. And, of course, we have our guy Shane over there pushing the buttons. Yep. That's him.
Every time I hear Shane, I want the drop. Why is Shane walking in there?
Oh, come on, Shane.
Not that one. Shane that one, Shane.
My mom said maybe you're Mike's espresso.
There you go. That works.
Yeah, you can be the espresso of the show.
Yeah.
Which that's kind of true because, I mean, you can spark off at any moment.
I can.
Kind of like that energy jolt of an espresso shot.
I wish I had an espresso shot right now. That's okay.
You got your coffee in hand. We're good to go. And
Damon's not a coffee guy.
Nope. He doesn't drink anything dark.
Okay. I know he doesn't, on adult things, but interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, what else is interesting is the fact that women's basketball is thriving.
Oh, right Friday now. Night's going to be huge.
Friday night is going to be not only the most watched women's college basketball game ever.
No question.
But I don't think I've ever seen the hype as big for a women's basketball game ever.
You have the best player playing against the best team, and the best team that has been the best team for the last three years.
And the best team has probably the runner-up.
Leah Boston, yeah. It's the two player of the year candidates, like, clearly.
Yep, the POY.
And Dawn Staley, the coach. And then even more so, if you go to LSU, Don Mulkey getting them back.
Former Oregon coach.
I messed that up. Mulkey, no, from Baylor.
Baylor, that's what, other green school.
And she's done a tremendous job at LSU in a handful of years. So getting them back in. And then you have Virginia Tech the first time. I don't sleep on Virginia Tech.
One seed. I don't think anybody is.
I know, but people of the conversation, they're the one.
You know what's crazy, too? I was sitting back last night, and I was thinking, you look at the women's bracket, and you get a 2, a 1. Is LSU a 3?
LSU is a, I don't know, 3? Yeah.
Okay.
And 3,
then,
yep.
And then you get a 1. Three. So you get a 1, a 2, a 1, and a 3. And then you look at the men's bracket, get a 5, a 9, a 4, and a 5.
And UConn, and UConn is, like, clearly the favorite.
Think about this. If you had a 5, a 9, a 4, and a 5 on the women's bracket, it wouldn't get the traction it's getting this year.
No.
It wouldn't.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Stars
make fights.
That is advantage for the men's bracket. And it's cool. Like, it's cool to see new teams in for the men's bracket. But it's better for women's basketball to have the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 1 in there. Especially when you have Caitlin Clark still surviving against South Carolina.
Yeah.
What time
Leah
is that tip?
Boston's
8,
good.
8:30?
8, 6. The Virginia Tech game's at 6. And then Virginia Tech LSU 6 and 8 o'clock. And on ESPN. So if it was on ABC, it'd probably get even more.
I've never seen a better basketball player than Caitlin Clark on the women's side, ever. I have never watched one from start to finish in their career.
I caught the last bit of that. Was that last night? Just like the last, I don't know.
It would have been 2 nights ago if you're talking Caitlin Clark.
But I caught the last bit of that.
Her 41-point triple-dub.
Sunday night, I watched the last 10 minutes of that game, probably. She's really good.
She's a player. And
here, we're talking about Nebraskans in the Final Four.
That's
Taylor McCabe at Iowa. So she's at Iowa from Fremont. And I would have to look up the last time that Jess Shepherd was at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. So that was recent. So a little more recent.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a game that you don't want to miss. Whether you love women's basketball or not, this is a game that you're going to want to sit down and watch from start to finish.
I probably will miss it, though. But
you can record it. Go back and watch.
No, you can't record live sports.
Absolutely can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Turn off your notifications on your phone, Mike, and then go back and watch the game.
No.
Especially things you care about. I know people that do that with baseball games every summer.
I go back and watch the Jets because I really like the Jets. Like, and I will go back and watch.
Passionate about that team. I get that.
I will even go back and watch their preseason game.
I'm telling you though, there wouldn't be a time in this game that I'd say, "Hey, I'm going to let the highlights tell
you
the story."
For what you do for your job, yes. I would record it. But like casual fan, you're not recording that and watch it because you already know what happened.
Casual fan is different than
fan
of basketball.
Mm.
Like if you're a fan and you're bought into basketball, this is a game that if you can't watch, I'm hitting the record button and I'm not looking at the final score.
Totally
if I know I'm getting home at a reasonable time to watch the
rest of
that game.
You're going to find out. I've never met anyone that like
I always say, don't tell me. I always say, don't tell me.
You always find out, though.
Mm-mm. Not if you tell people not to tell you any updates of that game.
No way.
Way.
I don't know if I could do it.
Do not disturb is a great thing on a phone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Now
it's okay.
Now, you were out and about yesterday. Baseball game. Creighton Prep and Gretna.
Creighton Prep and Gretna was cold.
And then you were present at a soccer game.
Two of them.
A couple of them.
Yeah, at the same time. That was actually pretty cool on there. So Gretna, if you haven't ever been out there, they have turf soccer field, and then right down is their turf – is their football field, St. Complex, share a concourse situation. And the girls' soccer game was on the football field, and the boys' soccer game was on the regular soccer field, where that was played, the up top one. And those preceding that was Creighton Prep and Gretna baseball game at 4:30. So it was 4:30, and then the dueling soccer games or matches were happening at the same time, which was kind of fun, you know, kind of fun to – it was actually – I'm going to – it wasn't that much fun for me because I like to, like, be paying attention. So it was hard to pay attention. I had to go back, you know. I did 10 minutes here, 10 minutes
kind of like a jamboree.
Yeah, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes here. And it was a little hard. But it's kind of cool to have them both going on at the same time. So,
and you were in one location, too.
Yeah, I wasn't driving or anything. It just walking across the concourse, not hard. But it just was, you know, mentally trying to do
right.
it. And it was cold.
Yeah, that's
it was pretty cold.
That's how it tends to be in
little bit of a
late
north
March,
wind,
early April.
Little bit of a north wind. It was pretty cold. Like, when you're out there for 5 hours, it gets a little cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right.
And I'm sure those players had, like, no undergarments.
No, yeah, I don't understand that.
They're some, fighters.
Put some clothes on, people.
Not me. I remember when I used to play soccer. It was in the fall in St. Louis. But still, there were those days where it was could be fairly chilly on a fall night. And I would wear, like, the Under Armour underneath all the way through.
Right.
Cover it in full. And then I would even sometimes wear tights.
Yeah. I wear tights all the time. Like, for if I'm going to high school football, you know, on a Friday night and it's cold. Oh, yeah. Tights are
and I get cold so quickly,
me
so
too.
Easily.
Me too. You know why people like you and I get cold so quickly, so easily?
Because we have no meat on
our
bones.
Skinny.
Sometimes some guys can be too cool for school. These guys weren't. They wanted to do this.
That's right.
Yeah,
Matt.
I'm sure Matt Rhule doesn't get.
I get cold because
I'm
bald
too often.
I get cold a lot quicker now since that I'm bald. I realize that. I can't wait for summer. Oh,
that's the month I root for too.
Oh, give me.
And a lot of good happens in the summer here. You have the CWS. You have the Pinnacle Bank Championship to follow up at the back end of the summer months. Once you get into August,
give
a lot
me the
of good
heat all day long.
Yeah, I would much rather sweat
than freeze.
Yeah, much rather sweat.
I put me on a beach or wherever where I'd rather be 97 than 41.
Selfish.
You're right, Doc. Thanks, Doc.
No, I don't think that's selfish at all. I'm with you.
I would totally absolutely do that.
More big news coming out of yesterday as we kind of
Lamar
keep it. Well, not just Lamar. Well, we can get to that because I still think Aaron Rodgers is toying with your emotions.
Okay, I'll take Lamar then.
I would take Lamar too. I would actually prefer Lamar at this moment.
Absolutely, me too.
But the big news coming out of college and a local tie, John Tonge transfers to Mizzou.
Yeah. John had a lot of options, I will say that, from Colorado State. Listen, people, you know, can be mad at kids for transferring and all of that, but he gave Colorado State 4 years of his life. He was there for the 4 years. Did Colorado State want to keep him? Yes, absolutely, for the fifth year. No question about it. But did he give them 4 years? It's very much so like Io Akinwole, if you remember him, played at UNO.
Sure.
Like, he gave them 4 years. What more do you, like, so then he transfers Drake. But so similar situation. I do know this with John. He had a Zoom with, had a Zoom meeting with Nebraska on Thursday morning, or about 11, I guess. And then Iowa State did an in-home with his parents, because he's still in Colorado, on Wednesday night, the same day, because they just zip over here. And then the one visit he took was to Missouri this weekend, and that's what it was. I mean, he had a lot of suitors. When you average close to 15 points a game,
you're going to have a lot of interest.
And at a good program like Colorado State that's had a lot of success, and also
a tournament team in the past few years. Yeah,
in a good league. So we'll see. It's a really nice fit for Missouri and how they play.
Missouri needs it. Like, they have some holes to fill. I mean, you're losing your second leading scorer in Hodge. You could also lose Kobe Brown, and you could also lose Golston.
Yeah,
and they could opt to return for their fifth season based on what they have in front of them. But for the most part, you have to bank on those three guys not coming back.
Right.
So how are you going to replace them? And I think they've done a very good job in going out and getting a scorer, getting somebody with experience. And don't put it past Mizzou to come away with Caleb Love at this moment.
Yeah.
Don't put it past them.
That wouldn't surprise me. Caleb Love, he definitely needs a change of scenery. I also look at like a Georgetown, something like that in the mix. Georgetown needs every player they can
get. Caleb?
Yeah. They need a bunch of players.
I'll tell you, Caleb is product of St. Louis, went to CBC High School,
right,
played for Jason Tatum's dad. It wouldn't shock me if he kept his...
For what used to be the Eagles, but now it's not called that anymore.
Who? CBC?
AAU basketball.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, CBC's always been the cadets, Mike.
St. Louis Eagles.
St. Louis Eagles.
Used to be a thing.
Oh, my goodness. Now they were so good when I was growing up.
Jason Tatum's shoe-sponsored team now. So.
Yeah.
They're really good.
But this Missouri team, there's reason that Tanji went there, too. I mean, you saw that they were a 7. You saw that they were a 7 in March Madness this year, and that's not just going to go away. They're going to continue to thrive. And the SEC isn't a sleep-on conference either. I know it's not the powerhouse of college basketball, but it's a conference with a lot of big suitors.
I don't know. You asked different people. The SEC was pretty good this year.
Yeah, they were great.
Alabama.
K-State was the best conference. Or K-State, geez. Big 12. The Big 12 was the best conference.
Yeah, but SEC maybe second. Big 10, SEC.
Hey, where do you put the Big East?
Weird.
I mean, the Big East, you're top heavy. I mean, you have 4 or 5.
Big East is one that you just – I don't know why.
You kind of sleep on it because like it's not a Power
football,
5 conference.
It's not a football conference, right? So, but I don't know. When I read an article or something, I always refer to the Big East as a power conference school or whatever. And that's deservedly so. Big East would have had two if someone wouldn't have been called for a – soft foul.
You still on that?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it was
still
a little.
On that?
It was. Listen.
Tell me your feelings, Mike.
I've talked about this publicly, but a foul is a foul. But
I hate that line, by the way.
Okay, if by rule that was a foul, 100%. But you also didn't call like hand checks literally down the entire length of the floor for 39 minutes and 54 seconds or whatever it was.
I hate the line, a foul's a foul, and I hate the line of you can't call it there. They're both valid reactions to a moment, but I hate both of those lines because you can't call it there. Well, if you're not going to call it there, like if it's a foul, at the end of the day, whether it's really hard or soft, it's still a foul. And then a foul's a foul. Well, there were so many a foul's a foul throughout the game.
Yes.
So I hate both of those lines.
It is how it was called throughout the game doesn't make sense with the way that play ended up. That's exactly what the problem is.
Well, and I told you coming in today – because yesterday I had a bunch of thoughts on just that one play. I didn't want to take away anything from Creighton's season. And, of course, it's easy to latch on to the storyline. Everybody was. It's beaten to death. It's what you talk about. And
everybody.
Officiating has always
wrong
been.
Wrong guy. That was Tim. I'm not sure he liked Creighton very much.
Everybody.
Officiating has been a focal point for criticism.
Right.
Over the course of this season, whether it's in basketball or another sport, football, cough, cough. But what I told you was, what really
We're grind really your gears?
Yeah, I said
you
grind.
Like that saying.
Oh, I love
that. Is the weirdest
thing. You know what grinds
ever.
My gears?
Grinds your gears. Okay.
Was the fact that.
Who says that, your mom or your dad?
Who'd you get I think I got from? That from a college buddy.
Oh.
Okay.
Grind your gears. And what I thought that even.
It was a Family Guy thing for a while.
Was it?
And I like never when, watched Family like, Guy I in my life. I don't, it's just
what it, you know what really ticks you off? Like, it's just yeah, another way to say that.
Anyway, go ahead. I interrupted you.
Was the fact that there was time left on the clock and you just end the game. And it was so abrupt. Out of nowhere. And I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm not saying the outcome would have changed.
The odds of, yes.
I'm not saying the outcome would have changed. But as somebody that's watching, and Shane and even asked the question yesterday. He's like, shouldn't the people in the house like deserve an explanation? Because the refs just walked off the floor. No one knew what was happening. You didn't get the statement from the NCAA. Yeah, you didn't get the statement until, you know, the game was over and teams were in their locker rooms. But what was crazy is I was bugged by the fact that they just waved off time on the clock. And, you know, they used a replay system to simulate. To simulate what happened in the end. And simulations are unrealistic. It doesn't take into account human error, the human factor to it all. And I was back and forth with somebody on social media about it, and they brought up how, you know, the refs keep the time, and they're right, you know, with precision timing, you blow the whistle. It stops the clock because of transmitter, whatever, radio signals, whatever. I'm not well versed in that area.
The refs still have to push the button on
but they still have to push the back to start
on
the clock again.
Yeah,
and you know, when you get that touch, you're still factoring in human error into that. A simulation has nothing to do with the official on the floor.
I will say this. It wasn't going to change the outcome of the game.
It wouldn't have changed the outcome of the game.
So why are we talking about it?
It doesn't. Why are we talking about? Why are we talking about anything, Mike? Some of that stuff bugs me because
nothing was gonna change.
Maybe
it wasn't gonna change.
But maybe though, right? Like I don't want to say
there's
it would.
Okay. There's so, like so, a
so here's
0.0002 chance.
Three things could have happened. One, they couldn't figure out who the ball was off of possession. I think was in SDSU's favor.
That would have been super
it been,
easy. They should have.
It would have
out.
Been the Aztec ball.
Yeah.
Or it was off Creighton. Or it was off SDSU. If you have 0.3 seconds, you can play a tip in with Kalkbrenner. Down one, you can do a 10.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm not saying that was going to happen. I don't want to get there. What I just think is absurd is the fact that they just waved it off.
Yeah.
We'll save Michigan Lance for the second segment here, Shane, because I don't want to rush him off the phone. What we are talking about today, outside of everything that we just kind of covered here in the opening segment, and Mike, we appreciate you sitting in for DB. Let me tell you, Damon will be on the show at 8 o'clock. He's dropping off his kids this morning. Caleb's on a recruiting trip.
Not that kind of dropping off the kids.
Yeah, and that's at the pool. No, they're not dropping the kids off at the pool. No, he's dropping his kids off at school. It rhymes with pool.
Yeah.
But he will be in at 8 o'clock. At 8, we talk to John Fanta. But before we do that, we have Brandon Vogel at 7:45. Then to talk Creighton basketball once again in a season close, kind of a wrap-up with Joel Lorenzi at 9 o'clock today. But in the meantime, we will regroup and talk recruiting questions. We will get back into those and maybe unpack DB's mind a little bit more after being up in Lincoln over the weekend. There's some football to get to as well. Mike alluded to it with Lamar Jackson coming out and saying he wants a trade.
Open practice in Lincoln again this morning.
That is correct. Open practice.
The media, so you'll start seeing, you know, and social media clips.
And we have the Sports Six Pack presented by Zipline Brewing. That's coming your way later on in the show. And then there's something I really want to get to, and it's centered around ridiculousness in baseball. There are so many moments that I witnessed yesterday that had me looking at the TV in the state of confusion, looking at my phone with my mouth dropped to the floor. We'll get into all of that throughout the show. Stick with us. It's Coffee and Cream.